This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former officials responsible for securing the U.S. Capitol testified Tuesday before Congress for the first time since the January 6th attack on the complex. The three officials blamed deficient intelligence for the failure to prevent what they characterized as a planned and coordinated insurrection by supporters of then-President Donald Trump. Former U.S. Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sohn, former House Sergeant-at-Arms Paul Irving, and former Senate Sergeant-at-Arms Michael Stinger testified in a court in their first appearance of a planned series of hearings on the security and intelligence failures that may have led to the attack. The three Capitol security officers resigned immediately after the riot. They have each faced questions over the massive security breach. The violence left five people dead, including a Capitol Police officer, and at least 140 police officers were injured. Officials say from the FBI and the Department of Defense and the Department of Homeland Security are set to testify about this next week. U.S. President Joe Biden has weighed in on the long-running dispute between Serbia and Kosovo, with letters urging the two countries' leaders to normalize relations based on mutual recognition. The letters represent a shift from the policy of former President Donald Trump, whose administration had tried to set aside the nettlesome issue of recognition while urging economic cooperation as a way of building confidence between Serbia and its breakaway province. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Professional golfer Tiger Woods was involved in a serious car accident Tuesday, according to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. The car reportedly rolled over in California, and Woods had to be extracted from the wreckage. Video footage of the crash scene showed a vehicle on its side in a ditch at the bottom of a hill, with a badly damaged front end. Woods had been taken to Harbor's Medical Center, where he was being treated for moderate to critical injuries, including compound fractures on one leg. Los Angeles Times reported he also had a shattered ankle. The L.A. County Sheriff's Office said the golfer's injuries were not life-threatening. And Sheriff Alex Villanueva told reporters Woods is lucky to be alive. He said he looks good, and looks like Woods was traveling at a high rate of speed and did not brake before running off the road. Woods is believed to have rolled several times before coming to a stop. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam is supporting a call made by a key Chinese official for electoral reforms that would ensure the city's legislature is filled with pro-Beijing loyalists. The director of the Hong Kong and Macau Affairs Office of the State Council said Monday that the city could only be ruled by patriots, which he said excludes people he described as troublemakers. Lam told reporters that she understands why officials in the central government are concerned, as they do not want the situation to deteriorate further in such a way that the one country, two systems cannot be implemented. Uyghur rights groups are urging multinational corporations that have agreed to sponsor the Beijing Winter Olympics to boycott the games and use their platforms instead to educate the world about China's persecution of Uyghur Muslims. Uyghur activists are calling the 2022 event the Genocide Games, referencing China's harsh treatment of their ethnic minority. So far, none of the big-name sponsors has endorsed the Uyghur campaigners' calls for justice. But observers who spoke with VOA say that because these companies have felt the political pressure, they say such pressure may build as the games draw nearer. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.